The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour, and I have to begin this hour with just an incredibly sad story. Happened over in Indiana as the result of a truck crash recently. And to commemorate the victims of this terrible tragedy, there are going to be billboards put up all over Indiana to remember the chickens. Yeah, the chickens. Yeah. I'm not making this up. This is PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Yes, the people who could care less about unborn humans. Yeah, could care less about the death of human babies. They're going to put up billboards to pay tribute to the chickens killed in a Indiana truck crash. Here's the story. PETA has announced plans to honor, I'm not making this up. Let me start this again. PETA has announced plans to honor the chickens killed last week when a truck carrying them was involved in an accident. Now, you might be very interested, but PETA doesn't care. No humans were hurt or injured in any way, shape, or form. The driver of the truck was not. Here's the story. A semi-truck carrying 6,400 chickens dropped its load at 3rd and Main Street in Goshen. It happened when the truck was making a turn and the tie straps holding the cages broke while it was turning. PETA released this statement. And again, I'm not making this up. Quote, "Birds died in terror and agony as a result of this crash, and the traumatized survivors were hauled off for their throats to be slit and their bodies carved up for food," said PETA Executive Vice President Tracy Ryman. PETA's ad encourages anyone disturbed by the thought of animals suffering on the side of the road or under the slaughterhouse knife to go vegan. And I'm looking at the billboard. A huge billboard. And the majority of the billboard is the face of a chicken. Yes, a big face of a chicken. And the billboard reads, "It's me, not meat. See the individual. Go vegan." Yeah, I wish this was TV and not radio. I wish you can look it up, the PETA billboard. Big, big head of a chicken, looking very sad and forlorn. I guess. I don't know what a chicken looks like when they're sad and forlorn, but anyway. And then I'm me, not meat. See the individual go vegan. Now, here's the bizarre thing. It is difficult. The farther left, the more kooky, loony left you go, the more difficult it is to be consistent. Go vegan. We don't eat meat. We don't eat animal products. You know, we don't even, you know, drink milk. And you know, okay. Now, I would assume that 99.99999% of PETA people believe in evolution. Okay. And if they believe in evolution, then they believe that everything living has evolved from the same source. Some microbial cell that was in a warm, oozy, goozy mass, and suddenly it began to divide and became life and then evolved into this and this. If you believe in evolution, you believe that every blade of grass, every tree, every flower evolved from the same source. So not only is the animal kingdom all one big family, all of nature is one big family, and we all came from the same source, and so therefore everything is alive. So what about cutting grass? That's something that's alive. Grass is alive. I assure you the grass at my house is very, very much alive. It needs to be cut again with all the rain that we've had. It is alive. Weeds are alive. Carrots are alive. They're living. Why would you eat something living like a carrot or a potato or a cucumber? All living things. That's how they grow. They couldn't grow unless they were alive. They just didn't evolve far enough. You know, that's one of the crazy things that I've never seen explained by the evolutionist. I've seen all the charts and the diagrams, how that these organisms began to divide and so forth, and then became more advanced and more advanced and more advanced in animal life. First, it started in the ocean and then, you know, developed feet and got on the land and so on, and then had a desire to fly and blah, 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 blah. But where do the plants come from in the evolutionary explanation? I mean, I reject it, but I get what they're saying about animal life. I get that. I get the explanation. But how do you explain that grass has never evolved into some kind of animal if all life came from the same source? Yeah. Anyway, PETA is paying tribute to the chickens killed in an Indiana truck crash. And these are the same people who will protest putting a cross beside the road to pay tribute to some human being that was killed in a car crash. Yeah, the far loony left will demonstrate and protest if a cross is planted to the side of the road to pay tribute to a human being that was killed. And they're putting up billboards all over Indiana to pay tribute to chickens that were killed. It really is bizarre. All right, hey, we need to take a break. Southern Baptist Convention is coming up next week. I hope you're praying. I am. important stuff that's going to impact a whole lot of people in America and around the world. We'll be back. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Now, I realize that many, maybe most of you, are not part of the Southern Baptist Convention. And that's okay. But what happens in Nashville is going to impact the entire evangelical church in America. And here's why. Southern Baptist Convention is the largest Protestant denomination in America, and because of that, the most influential. Other denominations, other groups respond to what's happening in the Southern Baptist Convention. And let me give this to you as proof of that. Back in the 60s, the Southern Baptist Convention had taken a hard turn to the left. I mean, a hard turn to the left. Their seminaries were saturated with liberal professors who did not believe in the inerrancy of Scripture. Now, I cannot cite the source for you because it's been so long ago, but I remember very, very well a survey of Southern Baptist seminaries back in the 60s, late 60s. And if I recall correctly, I believe it was 56%. I know it was more than 50%. And if I recall correctly, I think it was 56% of all of the professors in Southern Baptist seminaries denied the inerrancy of Scripture. Over half did not believe that the Bible was without error. Then the so-called conservative resurgence began. W.A. Criswell, Paige Patterson, Jerry Vines, Bailey Smith, Pressler, I think. Some staunch Bible-believing leaders in the Southern Baptist Convention declared war. And they did. They didn't want to sit down and compromise with the liberals. They believed that the liberals were heretics, and they were killing the denomination, and literally, because of their liberalism, sending people to hell because they no longer believed in a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. They didn't believe in the inerrancy of Scripture. And they literally declared war, spiritual war. And they said, we're going to expose every liberal. We're going to expose every heretic. We're going to get rid of them. We're going to purge our colleges. We're going to stand for the inerrancy of Scripture. And we are not going to rest until the liberals have been thrown out of control in our denomination. And they did it. They did it. For if the Lord tarries his return for centuries, they'll talk about the conservative resurgence in the Southern Baptist Convention. As a result, many other denominations were encouraged by that. Hey, our brothers over in the Southern Baptist Convention are standing for truth and they're fighting for truth. And it had a huge impact on the entire nation. It did. Well, fast forward now to 2021. And the Southern Baptist Convention is meeting for their annual convention next week. And it's going to be one of, if not the most important convention denominational meeting in at least 20 to 30 years. And one of the main topics is going to be critical race theory. It's going to be one of the main topics. And I hope and pray that the Southern Baptist Convention will stand when it's all said and done and the convention is finished. I hope and pray that they will let the entire world know we are going to deal with race issues. We're not afraid of that. We've got to deal with race and racism. We've got to deal with unity, but we are going to do it biblically. We are not going to do it ideologically. We are going to reject critical race theory because critical race theory is not biblical. It is the antithesis of the biblical way to deal with race. Now, there are a lot of people who are going to fight to get critical race theory as a part of the future of the Southern Baptist Convention, including some pretty prominent black pastors within the convention. And I think that is just incredibly sad because even if you agree with critical race theory, even if you think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, you have to admit it is not theology, it is ideology. And if a Christian denomination is going to deal with something as important as race issues, they've got to do it from a biblical point of view, a theological point of view, not an ideology that was born in Marxism. Even if it has some good things in it, if you look long enough and hard enough and deep enough, you can find some good things in it. It is an ideology. So get rid of it. It's divisive. And so I am praying, and I hope you will join me in praying, that there will be unity, that there will be a revival, that the Spirit of God will come down upon that convention, and they will leave Nashville, Tennessee, with an incredible unity over winning people to Christ, giving out the gospel, building new churches, discipling believers, and yes, dealing with racial issues as Jesus wants us to deal with them, not Karl Marx. So I am praying for a spirit of revival. I'm praying for the Spirit of God to break down barriers and do something wonderful.